We have a free will because God created us in His image and likeness. And there are wonderful consequences to enjoy when we cooperate with God. Woeful consequences if we do not. Cooperating with God enables us to use our gift of freedom with a proper sense of responsibility. In the gospel reading, the Lord Jesus teaches that beloved children of God have the responsibility and opportunity to live with integrity. What we believe is in response to what God has revealed. And then we are drawn into a relationship with God. And this relationship is the overarching influence within our thoughts, guiding how we will speak and how we will act. Integrity is the process of integrating what we believe into how we behave, whether in public or in private. In the parable that Jesus tells, the first son said that he would not do what his father had directed. However, he changed his mind and did it. Sin and rebellion are steps in the wrong direction in life. Repentance means a change of attitude that becomes the action of lovingly obeying God, who sets the right direction for our lives. The other son said that he would do what his father had directed, but he failed to do it. He only offered lip service to his father. In this parable, Jesus offers us a comforting message. When we have sinned, it is never too late to repent and return to the Lord. Divine mercy invites us to begin anew. But the Lord offers also a challenging message in this parable. Engaging with God in this primary relationship should lead to a consistency of saying that we will be faithful and growing in being faithful. I am continuing my Sunday homily series on the parish theme for 2020-2021, which is connected, growing in Christ together. For the Lord calls us to follow Him within the context of a community of faith. That is how we can grow in being faithful. Whether we can come to our parish church on the Lord's Day or not at this stage of the pandemic, we remain connected as a parish to Christ. And as we follow Christ within His church, we support one another to grow in the virtues of faith, hope, and love. God gave us these virtues through holy baptism. Today I begin to talk about four concrete actions to help us to grow in Christ together. And we have engaged in these actions before. It's part of the Christian life. However, we must guard against getting complacent due to emotional exhaustion as a result of current events. Indeed, there is the pandemic. We wonder if there may be a second wave coming. There is the ongoing struggle for racial justice as we engage in necessary conversations that can lead to right relationships. Then the weariness is compounded by the general election season, which mirrors our highly polarized nation. As I said last week, St. Paul writes to the church in Philippi from a prison cell. And this local church was facing great adversity. St. Paul urged them to remain steadfast in the practice of their faith. He says it is worth doing God's will even if positive results don't seem to be realized at first. He writes, "Complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus." We cannot succumb to complacency. We cannot get overwhelmed with current events. We need a renewed commitment. And that first renewed commitment is to prayer. That's the first concrete action to continue to grow in Christ together as a parish. Prayer is an act of faith in God as we entrust our lives to Him, as we share our joys and sorrows, our hopes and our dreams, and allow God to enter into those areas to help us. Prayer is an act of hope in God as we affirm that we will trust in the timing and manner in which God will fulfill His promises. Prayer is an act of love for God, who helps us to love ourselves and others appropriately. Now, in any trusting relationship, communication is key. So it is in our primary relationship with God. Do we make it a point to offer daily prayer? It cannot happen by chance. As St. Paul says, it must be acted upon. It must be intentional. In what ways do we take advantage of the opportunities for faith formation? Some people are using the pandemic to binge on TV series, to binge on food, to do other things. But if we do not take the time to pray, if we are weak in this area, God is asking us to change our minds and reorder our days. Not just on Sunday as we come to Holy Mass or worship by way of the live stream, but every day, devoting ourselves to consistent prayer to help us to face any day from the right perspective. The most important prayer is Holy Mass, particularly on Sundays. It is the Lord's Day, because the Lord Jesus rose from the dead on Sunday, on a Sunday. We can never thank the Lord enough for the gift of salvation. When Archbishop Lori suspended the obligation to worship during Sunday Holy Mass, he was not saying that it was unimportant to come to Holy Mass. He wanted to Catholics in the Archdiocese of Baltimore to contribute to the common good of our community to slow the spread of the virus. And now that public worship has resumed for several months, the obligation remains suspended to comfort those who should not be in crowds or are not comfortable in doing that at this stage of the pandemic. As a parish, we are connected together and concerned for each other. When Jesus gave the parable to the chief priests and the others, he was saying that they were connected as well to the others in the community. They should rejoice that tax collectors and prostitutes had repented, had turned from their sins, and they too needed to turn from their sins of self-righteousness. Now, the connections I talk about are not like that of the chief priests and the leaders and the tax collectors and the prostitutes. The connection I talk about are several considerations. And to remember that whether we can come to this parish church or not, they are our concerns too. Among us are those who want to return to Holy Mass, but they cannot due to valid concerns about vulnerabilities due to their health and or their age, or they have a loved one in their household with these vulnerabilities. Once again, I do not want your consciences to be troubled. Come back when you determine that it is safe for you. In the meantime, continue to make it a priority to worship via the live stream. Minimize distractions while worshiping. This is not the time to do other things while the live stream is on. Listen attentively to the prayers and intercessions, the Word of God, and the Eucharistic prayer. And dare I say, listen to the homily too? Make the customary responses out loud. You are spiritually connected with those who are gathered here making the same responses. Pray the act of spiritual communion with confidence that Jesus will sustain you with his love. For those who have the blessing of coming to the parish church on the Lord's Day, I ask for the same attentiveness during worship. I know that the experience is different. At times it may seem that we're in a hospital or a medical center as we follow the pandemic protocols. But consider it as exercises of your faith and reason to act prudently. It is a way to fulfill the Lord's command to love our neighbor. Here's one thing I invite us to do as a parish. Before each Holy Mass, I ask those of you who worship by way of the live stream to pray for those who are able to come to the parish church. And for those of us who are here, please pray for those who cannot be with us at this stage of the pandemic. As a reminder, let the LED lights and the camera remind you to pray for those who are not able to join us now. We are connected, and we are concerned for each other. And so therefore, hear a word to those on the live stream who are considering coming back. We are trying to maintain safe measures here. As your pastor, I do not want anyone to get sick. And as someone who has several pre-existing conditions that make me vulnerable to become infected with potentially serious complications, I don't want to get sick either. The people who have been gathering here have been following the protocols, and I thank you very much for your cooperation. For those who are watching by way of the live stream and you're thinking about coming back, I invite you to reach out to someone you may know who is coming to the parish church. Ask them about their experiences here, and then, when you are ready, come. Then there are families with children. And as always, you are welcome at Holy Family Church. I just need your help to make sure that even our children observe social distancing. It's for their safety and for the safety of all. We are connected together as a parish. And any concern is a concern for all. And that's why I offer a final word to those who have resumed other activities in person, but in regards to worshiping at Sunday Holy Mass, the live stream is sufficient. Note well that this message is not about going to the supermarket, the doctor's office, the pharmacy, and such. Some parishioners sometimes see me in those places and I wave at you because I'm getting in and getting out. I'm not talking about that. This message is for those who are doing activities such as eating in a restaurant. I'm not talking about working in a restaurant. Eating in a restaurant, attending a theater, exercising in a public gym, etc. However, you have not returned to this parish church for Holy Mass on Sundays. Now, I know you really do not want to say to God that it is not worth the risk to come to church, but it is worth the risk for you to dine in a restaurant, watch a movie in a theater, or exercise in a gym. We're talking about a commitment to prayer as a parish. And if you're in this situation in love, I tell you, it's time to return to church. You may say, well, I'm supporting restaurants. They're in dire need. Wonderful. Your parish needs you here too. And not just financially, we need your prayers as well. We need your witness too that you are striving to walk in faith even during these perilous times. If you're in that situation, it's time to come back to church on Sundays. As we renew our commitment to prayer as a parish, I invite you to check our website and social media pages for opportunities to grow in faith, hope, and love. Commitment to prayer must be the foundation of what we do as a parish. It is the first of four concrete actions to grow in Christ together. Making this action primary makes the other actions possible.